Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine here for this May 23rd, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to speak with Elizabeth. She is the child and youth advocate with the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to talking with Elizabeth. And one of our favorite people is in the studio right now, Katie Wright, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Appreciate you being in today, and Appreciate the time as always. How's everybody over at the chamber?
Oh, I think they're doing just dandy.
Good, yeah, very good to hear. Dandy is great. We got to use that word more. That's a great one. That's fun. Good to hear. Very good to hear. Katie and I get together a couple times a month. We go over events with the chamber. I want to do that with you to start things off. But if we have time, I'd like to talk about reasons we encourage people to be a chamber investor,
sure,
and be a part of the team and everything. So we'll get to that in a bit. But we are already into May 23rd. We have just strolled through most of May already, so We've got a couple things to touch on here. Where do you want to begin?
So I want to start with leadership graduation, because that is actually happening tomorrow. I will say that registration for this event is closed, so we're just, you know, this is for adults and I think the community leadership all in one, just ready to graduate at this event at Bullseye. So it should be a good one.
Having an event at Bullseye, you could never go wrong.
Never.
It's a great location, great place. And a shout out and good morning to our friends at Bullseye Country Club. This is going to be a really fun event for the community to be able to encourage and support and enjoy and seeing this new class.
Yep.
People can't register for this event anymore, but we do encourage people can look into the next leadership class.
Yes, and actually all that stuff is online. So if you are an incoming sophomore, I believe these forms applications should be at the high school, but you can find them online at our website, a chamber website, and then our adult leadership as well, all online to register if you go to our events page.
And a big shout out to everybody graduating.
Yes,
it's a big accomplishment to be able to pull that off and do that, and it's only going to benefit them and their businesses.
Yeah,
absolutely. I haven't heard anybody who has come out of those classes and not said how much it has impacted them and how much they have benefited from it.
Yeah.
Cannot encourage employers enough to get your employees enrolled in that if it is something you're able to do.
Right.
We'll tell people how they can get in touch with the chamber, find out more about that as we get closer to the end of the interview here. But that is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to everybody. Have a great time at Bullseye tomorrow. That's going to be a fun event. I do see that we have a blood drive coming up this Friday. I always like to remind people about these. Versity has a blood drive at the VFW post, 2534. That will be from 9 to 1 this Friday. Again, 9 to 1 at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Very familiar with that address because that is, of course, our VFW post, 2534. Yep. We say good morning to our friends over there and appreciate them hosting these blood drives. Hope springs eternal. When you donate blood, give the gift of life, and you're going to receive a coupon for up to 4 free outdoor water park passes to Mount Olympus. You get water park passes just for being a superhero, just for donating blood. That is a pretty good deal.
That's
right.
Awesome.
There. Again, that blood drive is taking place 9 to 1 at the VFW post 2534 this Friday. Keep that in mind, everybody. Keeping things moving, I see that there's a coffee with the chamber coming up.
Yes. That is May 31st from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. This is actually just a virtual only, so not at the chamber, but you can register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Just go to our events calendar and you can register right there. We have Evan Umpire, who is the Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs.
Yeah, certainly a great time to be. There is no bad time to be talking to Evan.
Absolutely.
His information is going to be important and impactful no matter when or what you have going on in your life. I do encourage people to play offense on this stuff.
Yes.
Most times when it comes to finances and those things, we're playing defense. You know, taxes, we're playing defense. It's much better to be ahead of the game on these things and be up to date on this stuff.
Yeah.
And Evan really knows his stuff. He's a good talker, a good speaker, wants to answer your questions. Can people ask questions to Evan, even though it's virtual and all that?
Yep.
Okay. The virtual part of this, I think people are going to enjoy too. Not only do you get to have your favorite cup of coffee, but you can sit back in your own house and you know, be relaxed while taking in this information.
Or if you're at work and you can't really leave, it's a good, you know, sit at your desk.
It's a very good point. Yes. Yep. And I would think that anybody would be benefited from this. I usually with these, I try to think of specifics. This one affects everybody, and everybody could be benefited from this one. And this is something, do we encourage people to register for?
Yep, register online, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Just go to our events calendar and you can register right there.
That's going to be a fun event. It's also going to wrap up the month of May already. So we already got to start looking into June.
Man.
Which is a little bit like, gosh, summer goes so fast, these days go by so quickly, and at the same time, it's exciting because June, July, August are big months in this area and very big months for the Chamber.
Yes.
You guys have a lot to work to do. You have a lot of coming up. Yeah, I apologize, Kay. The way I was saying that is I did not mean it that way. But you have a lot of fun stuff coming up. You do have a lot on your plate, and we appreciate the Chamber for that. And all you guys in the you guys are not a big staff, but you pull off big things all the time, and I admire that. I really we can relate to that around here.
Oh, absolutely.
and we admire that. We appreciate it. And your staff, the people over there, your colleagues. Over there, everybody's got the same, are on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
This community and supporting this area and giving people something to do while also supporting local businesses and promoting them. There aren't many better, messages that you can have as a nonprofit, as a company or anything.
Right.
So it's pretty cool and we appreciate it. But yeah, you got a lot coming up.
We got a lot coming up.
And it all kicks off literally on June 1st.
Yeah.
Lunch by the River
you
is
guys,
back, baby.
It's here.
Yay! Wait, it's not official until I get the... Yeah, I gotta get the
there
ring
we
bell.
Go.
I gotta get the ring bell. There we go. Lunch by the River's back. Each one of these is so much fun. Let's treat this as if our audience, we have new people out there all the time. We have maybe some people who don't know what Lunch by the River is. So first off, let's explain to them what this is, what Lunch by the River is all summer long.
Okay. Well, you guys are in for a treat because it's great. So every Thursday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at our Veterans Park Memorial in downtown Rapids, just along the river there, across the street from Wood Trust Bank, we have entertainment, we have food vendors, we have sponsors that come to this. It's just a great time to mingle, listen to music on your lunch break, just get away for a little bit. It's a great time. Yeah.
It's one of our favorite parks, one of our favorite like settings. There's no bad place to sit. There's always a good view wherever you are. And we're getting outside, which, you know, whether it is May, June, August, September, it doesn't matter. We're looking for opportunities to get outside and take in this wonderful weather. That is all cool. And then you have this entertainment aspect of it where we're supporting local entertainers and acts. And that is always fun to bring in because you guys do a great job of bringing in a wide range of different people. And a shout out to all those artists who spend their time with us and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But there is, again, the aspect of this of supporting local and supporting local businesses. And that's where our vendors, our food trucks come in. And not only do we love the variety of these, but we love being able to, hey, I'm enjoying my lunch. I'm outside. I'm having a good time. And I have the added benefit of I'm supporting my community. I'm investing in my community. So it all kicks off on June 1st from 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Do we have any details of who our first entertainment act is all that?
We have the Rumors.
Nice.
I love the Rumors.
That's a get. Nicely done.
Start the season off great with a bang.
Well done, Katie. Yes. Well done. That is good. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. But no, the Rumors are great just with our other entertainment, but we're kicking off with Rumors and then our season entertainment sponsor is Enbridge, so shout out to them.
Yes.
Our event sponsors for that day, June 1st, is Cintas, Express Recycling Solutions, and Edgewater Nursing Home. Food vendors, we got Jamaican Kitchen, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, and La Taqueria.
Love Chatterbox, La Taqueria, Jamaican Kitchens is one of my all-time favorites. Rocky Rococo is fantastic. Who is this Hawaiian Plate
they
Lunch?
They are a new vendor. Shout out to Hawaiian Plate Lunch. They have a couple dates this season, so cool. I'm very excited to try them.
Me too. Yes. I'm definitely trying that.
Yes.
Katie, just between you and I, I'm a very picky eater, and I'm trying to get better about
it. I am too.
Are you?
I shouldn't be when I'm 35, but here I am.
I'm 10 years older than you, and I'm just as bad.
Then that's an issue. Yeah, we need to talk about
absolutely
it.
Absolutely it is. Yes, yes. Stuff like that, though, gets me out of my, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll try that. That sounds pretty good. That is exciting. That's fun. Along with, of course, so many local favorites that we know and love.
Yes.
It's not only great to be able to support these people, but to get this food.
Yes.
It's a really good food. Awesome. So June 1st, kickoff of Lunch by the River. Very excited about that. Got a lot of other things coming up in June, too. I see, of course, do you want to go right to the next Lunch by the River? Or
sure, we can go to that next one real quick. It's June 8th, again, 11:30 to 1. We have our exclusive event sponsor, which is Renaissance Learning.
Yeah, big thank you to them.
Yes. And then we have Rapid School of Performing Arts.
Fantastic.
Doing entertainment, food, Jamaican kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian plate lunch, and Chatterbox.
Another thing that I love about this, and it's really just a bridge over, is along with supporting local artists, is supporting kids.
Yes.
And any opportunity to build their confidence up, to give them an a good audience, always a good idea.
Absolutely. I actually had a best friend text me the other day, and she goes, just so you know, my daughter is performing at Lunch by the River. Like, I am so excited.
That's so cool. That is really cool.
Yes.
It just speaks, again, to the great combination of local, of supporting it, while also having a really, really good time.
Yeah.
We have similar unusual suspects of with the food. We got some good ones there.
Yep, a lot of repeats, which is great.
Yeah, which gives people consistency.
Oh, now, absolutely.
What I appreciate about not only talking about this, but being able to break this down and everything, Katie, is also we hope that you can attend every single one of these, but we also understand not everybody can make every one. So maybe, like you said, your friend has her child is going to be performing in this one. So you can't make the first one, but you can make this one or something along those lines. Giving people a little heads up on these is going to help.
Oh,
and
totally.
I'll let everybody know on our morning show, we do we wrap up with good stories of the day, and we do local good stuff. We'll be talking about this all summer long. We'll be promoting it, talking about it, and encouraging people to attend. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Again, shout out to Enbridge and Renaissance Learning for sponsoring that particular Lunch by the River. Gather by the Gazebo comes back June 13th. That's fun.
I know.
Is this the first one of the year?
First one of the
year. It is. Okay, cool.
Yep. So we have entertainment as Duology. We always love having Duology there.
Great band.
So much fun. Food available to purchase is Chatterbox. Our co-sponsor is Ho-Chunk Gaming and Akusa. Then we have some great season sponsors. Shout out to Coldwell Banker Advantage, Visit Rome, Rome Away From Home Vacation Lodge, Key Savings Bank, and then Visit Rome is our entertainment sponsor.
Great stuff. Now, you got a great location.
Yes.
Rome is beautiful. We love Rome. And any event taking place in Rome, I'm a fan of. I'm going to be a big supporter of. And that is always encouraging because it supports that area. These events put back into the Rome area, which helps
absolutely. All
of us.
And they're just growing down there.
Yeah.
And it's great.
That's the other thing of this, too, is I last year I remember talking about Gather by the Gazebo, and I think it was the last or second to last one of the season, but I had a listener I was talking to, and she's like, I haven't been in that area in a long time, so I went down there because she had a friend over there or something. She goes there to check out Gather by the Gazebo and was blown away by how much everything has grown in Rome, and just hadn't gotten to check that out. So I think that for those especially who haven't gotten a chance to get over there in a while, not only can you take in a great event like Gather by the Gazebo, a great band in Duology.
Yes.
Love our friends in Duology. And some good food, along with checking out the Rome area and seeing how much things have grown over there.
It's just expanding. It's great.
It benefits all of us.
Absolutely.
Rising tide raises all boats. The money that is spent in Rome affects the money in Rapids here and in Point and in Plover. Like, all of this connects. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun. That is a pretty cool event. Great to have that back. Again, Gather by the Gazebo coming back Tuesday, June 13th, 5:30 to 7:30. These events tend to... Oh, and it tends to be usually on Tuesdays, right, Katie?
Yeah, it should be Gather by the Gazebo, second Tuesday, June, July, and August.
June has a number of big events happening, and it's coming up in the latter half of June. Another Lunch by the River on the 15th. Want to mention this one? It's a special one. Not only does it take place at Veterans Memorial Park, as we love, but this is one where we're going to have entertainment from Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
Again, quite a get. Nicely done. That is very cool. That is very, very cool. This is going to be a great one. A big shout out to the event sponsors as well. The Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, our friends that visit Rapids, we appreciate them. And Mid-State Technical College, of course.
Yes.
Love Mid-State. Big, big fans of theirs over there. That's going to be a fun one.
It will.
Looks like similar with the food again. Jamaican Kitchens, yeah. Rock Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, and La Taqueria.
And I do want to say this is the start of Cranberry Blossom Fest weekend. So make sure you come to that. It's going to be a great event, too. So
June Dairy Berry Breakfast really gets things going with the Cranberry Blossom Fest. That'll be on June 16th. It is already that time of year again.
It's already that time of the year.
That's crazy.
Isn't
I feel like this just really snuck up on me because I did not see it coming. Yeah. It snuck up on me. I can't imagine for you.
Oh, it just went boo.
It's fantastic. Again, I love talking about these things as to new people out there.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, even in our commercials, we have promos telling, hey, welcome to Wisconsin Rapids, home of the Cranberry Blossom Fest and things like that. This is a statewide event. People love this event.
Yep.
And while I agree with you, Lunch by the River is the kickoff of this event.
Yep.
I think one of the headlines is the June Dairy Breakfast.
Yes, absolutely. I
got to attend this a couple of times, and I will always remember them. They were a great time, great event. Let's tell people a little bit about these and why we want them to attend it.
Yep. So June Dairy Berry Breakfast is on that Friday at Lincoln High School. It's going to be kind of, I believe, in their cafeteria area.
Yeah.
It's from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. We have some great sponsors there. We have some pancakes. We have just a whole bunch of stuff planned for that. I think we have the Wood County Farm Bureau coming. Mm. They're going to have a cow milking station, which I think will be great for kids to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Learn about your agriculture and what Wisconsin brings. So I think this is a great event for everyone to come to.
I don't like to brag, but I do bring this up whenever I have an opportunity. I have milked goats.
You've milked goats?
And by that I mean two goats. Like
two
I've, goats? I've milked two goats my whole life.
Oh my
I've never
gosh.
Milked a cow, but I've milked a goat.
Well,
I've done
I'm
that.
About to do goat yoga, so that's not even close. But
no, but hey, we got
it's there.
There.
I'm getting
it's
there.
It's in the same field. It's in the world. It's in the same
oh
goat
my
world.
Gosh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's one of those. I agree with you, though.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool if kids can pick that up, learn
Absolutely.
Something like that. Whether they become a farmer or not, they have a little more empathy for our ag industry, for what our farmers are, what they do, and just a little more window into that world.
Yep.
Plus, it's fun. It's a fun event. The food is always great. We always have great local sponsors and people bringing their food over to it. And it also is a true community event.
Yes.
And I don't know that we have enough of these in our society, just in general, not
right.
so much here locally, but just in general and throughout the world. There used to be block parties and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have a lot of that stuff anymore. So one of the things that when I've attended the June Dairy Breakfast and when I've talked to people about it, I think one of the most common themes is not only people appreciating cranberries and loving them all the more and all those things, but guess who I ran into? Guess who I saw? The organic conversations, the people that you run into that you haven't seen in a while or anything like that. Like, that's a community hub. That's a community event. And it's fun to have, and it's fun for the community. It's fun for people. Again, that is going on Friday, June 16th from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
And of course, June 17th is the kickoff of the big one.
My goodness.
Cranberry Blossom Fest.
Yeah, I get excited.
Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun. It takes place, the majority of the events take place in downtown Wisconsin Rapids on West Grand Avenue. Right away, I'll tell people, go to blossomfest.com to find out more information. Because with less than 10 minutes left, there's no way Katie and I can cover all this.
Oh my gosh, so much to cover.
But there is a lot going on.
Yes.
Let's go over some of the headlines of the event.
Yep, so that Saturday is the Arts and Crafts Fair from 10 to 3 o'clock. I will say we have two more spaces available for that event. So
cool.
If you want to sign up to be a vendor, please sign up today because they are going very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the parade on Sunday at 12 o'clock going down West Grand. So those will be fun events.
It's a ton of great events, live music, got a parade, and arts and crafts. And one of my, I love all of the things of a Cranberry Blossom Fest, but if I was forced, I think my favorite part is how it's not a it's not sneaky or anything like that, but how it is such a great event, all this pomp and circumstance, and along with all this, And by the way, we're also supporting local businesses and supporting local vendors.
Yeah.
That's happening. It's a little like when you teach a kid a lesson and they don't know they're learning the lesson.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're learning something, but they think they're having fun, but we're actually trying to teach them something.
Yes.
I feel like this is a great event for so many other, all these great reasons and stuff. While that's going on, hey, by the way, all these great vendors are right here. Yeah, check these guys out. And support these local people. Support these local businesses, this local industry, and that all goes on kind of like as a sub-headline of all of this. And it's such a cool event, such a great time with that. I do want to remind people that we want you to not only support the event, you know, in person, but online. You can, you know, post things and put, you know, hashtag Cranberry Blossom Fest 2023, that kind of stuff. It helps promote our area, helps bring people to our area, and you know, helps the chamber do the good work that they're doing.
Yeah. And feel free to send us pictures, too. You never know, we might post it.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right. And we're certainly, as we get into June, we'll talk more and more about this and everything, because there's so much to talk about with the event. But it is a lot of fun, and we cannot wait. And one more time, Katie, did you say you guys are still looking? You have a couple of slots open
just
for vendors?
A couple slots. Get them in today. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, encourage people to do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And want you to bookmark right away. Go to your web, your browser, and type in blossomfest.com. It's all one word, blossomfest.com. You'll be able to keep up to date on all the cool things going on with Cranberry Blossom Fest 2023.
Yes.
Oh, it's all exciting. That goes on all weekend long, too, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
And we're not done with June. We got still more to talk about, everybody. Rendezvous in the Park is back in June. Comes up on June 21st.
Crazy.
Yeah. And another one of these great events that we appreciate. I should mention my favorite park may be the great park over there, Riverside Park. It took me a second. I had to think about it. Riverside Park. It's such a hard name to remember. Riverside Park in Nacoosa is arguably my favorite park in this whole surrounding area.
It's so beautiful.
I love all of our parks, and I'm a sucker for Robinson Park and some other places. Every one of them have a little bit of love from me.
Yes.
But there's something about the beauty of that park in particular. Right on the river, there's not a bad area to be.
No.
It's such a great area, a great spot. And and you're going to get to have some great food and a great event.
Oh, absolutely. I believe the K-9 unit in Nacoosa is going to be there.
Are
so,
they? Cool.
Yes, make sure you come down.
That's a get. That's a good one. Man, you're really doing a good job with this. You really got this down, Katie.
Stop it.
That is going to be fun. Also, a great way to support the area, bring the family and friends to this park, dinner by the river at Riverside Park. Don't forget your lawn chair and enjoy the music by the river.
Yeah.
Never a bad idea. Very cool entertainment going to be there, too. One of our favorites, Bob Allen, going to be there. Bob's great.
I love Bob Allen. He's great.
He is really good at this.
So good.
I haven't gotten to see Bob a lot in like a bar atmosphere or anything like that. I've seen Bob mostly in live outdoor events.
Yep.
And he is so good at those.
Oh, he is so good.
You really got to do a much different job live venue than you do inside a building and everything. And his voice carries. He does such a great job making sure everybody can hear him without shouting and all that. And he's such a good musician.
Oh,
so
he's
good.
Great. And I think last time when I talked to him, I asked him about his season. He's just booked. He books up so quick, too.
I've wanted to get him on Director's Cut, but he's so busy.
He's so busy.
Yeah. He's a busy guy. Yeah. That's a good thing. That's good. Keep Bob busy.
Exactly.
He's a good artist. Keep him busy.
Yeah.
Certainly want to send a shout out to the season sponsor of this event, Paper City Savings in the city of Nacoosa.
Yep.
Both fans of those and everything. And for this particular Thursday to kick things off, a big shout out to Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nacoosa, and Irco Worldwide.
Yep.
We've had Ho-Chunk joining us on the air here a little bit more recently. That's been a lot of fun. It's a big business that puts back into their communities.
Always. Yeah.
And it's nice to have more of a relationship with them.
Absolutely.
We're enjoying seeing that, not just for us here at WFHR, just mean for our community. It's pretty cool. And another Lunch by the River right after that on June 22nd, as we kind of wrap up our time together, Katie, because the time just flies by. I just now realized the interview is wrapping up. So let's wrap up with one more Lunch by the River, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Tell people about this June 22nd, 11:30 to 1 at beautiful Rivers, Veterans Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's see. We've got for entertainment, Galen Goodwill.
Yes, they're a new one this year, so I'm very excited to see her, and it'll be great.
We've had the great people from Lakeland University join us on Morning Magazine here a number of times. Love our friends over there, good people. And Goals is also an event sponsor for this. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That is a great one. Other great food, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, and Granny's Beach and Ice. Oh, is that awesome? Oh, that's a great name. That's a great name. Oh, I'm looking forward to finding out what that is.
I believe she does a lot of snow cone stuff.
Nobody comes up with better names than Central Wisconsin.
They
come up with the best names for the businesses around here. That is fantastic. I cannot wait to meet Granny. I cannot. That's going to be fun. And we encourage everybody to attend all these events, as many as you can. Maybe you can't attend every event, but you can support them. Spread the word, everybody. Yep. We all know that word of mouth is one of the best ways to get the word out there of these things. Spread the word and find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Katie, is that the best way to get in touch with you and the staff over there? Just go into the website?
Yep, or call me, email me. Again, stop and say hi.
Yeah, do that. Be sure to do that, everybody. And always good to see you, Katie. Yes. Thanks for the time.
Yep, thank you.
We'll talk again later, and we'll be talking more with our friends from the Family Center coming up here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.